again, like the use of ain't. Mm-hmm. When I know, I mean, I think, oh, I heard tell so-and-so was doing something, but I'm being sort of cute when I do mm-hmm. it. But I know that people do say it. I mean, you pick it up, but it isn't something that I use unless I'm, you know, being corny.
Uh-huh. And say someone ate something and didn't agree with them and it came back up, you'd say he had to...
He threw up.
Any other ways of saying threw up?
Yeah, vomited, tossed his cookies.
Which sounds the best and which sounds the...
Threw up sounds best to me.
What about a real crude way of saying that?
A real crude way. You mean beside tossed his cookies? I don't know.
Do you ever hear puke or
boil? Oh yeah, I've heard puke.
How does that sound to you?
Crude. Just exactly as you said.
And if a person threw up, you'd say he was sick?
What? At his stomach.
Huh?
Sick at his stomach.
And
some people say sick too, but I think I say sick at his stomach. But I really think I'd just say he was nauseated, you know. But I could say sick at his stomach. It would be at instead of to, mm-hmm. though.
And how would you use the words up or down or over talking about location? Like you'd say, I saw him, what, Houston last week.
I saw him in Houston last week. I might be say I went over to Houston last week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Why would you say over?
Well, I think I would say it because I have a very good sense of direction, and Houston is nearly on an east-west axis.
Uh-huh.
I think I would go up to Nacogdoches and over to Houston
okay.
and down to Sabine Pass, which is south of here. You understand?
Uh-huh. And
but with me, it's strictly a directional thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of up and down as north and east and south and west.
Mm-hmm. Say if a boy kept on going over to the same girl's house and like he was seriously interested in her, you'd say that he was...
Probably, in the old days, we used to say courting. But,
you hear that nowadays?
Most everybody's going steady or... something like that. Courting is not very commonly used. More out in the country.
Uh-huh.
You might still hear courting up in, say, in Nacogdoches and not so much in Beaumont.
And he would be called her?
Steady. Boyfriend.
And she would be his?
Girlfriend.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been?
Oh, goodness. Nowadays, they wouldn't say the same thing. We used to say necking, petting, smooching. I don't know what they say.
And
they've got new terms, making out and a whole bunch of other things, but making out is something
mm-hmm.
a little bit further along the line.
When a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say that
they've broken up.
Okay. And he asked her to marry him, but she...
turned him down.
And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
broke the engagement.
Any other expressions?
No, mostly broke the engagement, called it off.
Did you ever hear jilted him or gave him
a sack? Jilted.
Huh?
Oh, yes, jilted.
When would jilted be used?
Well, that would probably be if suddenly without any cause she just suddenly said jilted him or went off with a... Jilted usually means that she found someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So that you jilt someone for someone else. Just deciding that this is a mistake...
Mm-hmm.
is breaking it off, and that's not the same thing as jilting. Jilting usually has a sort of a, she's got to have been a little bit ugly to him, or he's
mm-hmm.
been a little ugly to her. He's done something that everybody else recognizes as not being quite fair or
mm-hmm.
quite nice, you know. It has a connotation of maybe a little hard-heartedness or even a suddenness.
Uh-huh. It could be at any stage, though. It could be... You know,
not after marriage. It's not.
Well, it
but
could be just
she
dating
could be left
or
just dating or left at the altar.
Uh-huh. And if she didn't turn him down, you'd say they went ahead and got
married.
Any joking ways of saying that?
Hitched.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom
is the best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride?
Maid of honor, possibly matron of honor.
Okay. What about the other women?
Their attendants or bridesmaids?
And
groomsmen.
A long time ago, if